Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Barry Svrluga on the Nats at 1:30. A brand new DC quick pitch will come your way today. We will tape that as soon as we are done with G&D here on The Fan. It's brought to you by Elephant Auto Insurance. We post every Monday. You can find the podcast at thefandc.com, play.it, or on iTunes. We go in-depth on all things national. So if the fix you get from Barry isn't enough at 1:30, make sure you grab the DC quick pitch tonight as the Nats continue to play out on the road. Sean McVay, former head coach, former offensive coordinator here with the Redskins, now the head coach in L.A. with the Rams. Football savant. We've had him on the show. I mean, he's a guru of offense.
We were talking about this before the show, just kind of randomly. I don't know when, how or why it came up. Oh, it was in relation to the Kirk Cousins interview from yesterday, where we had Sean on, and he gave you a play. Like he was in your ear, a play caller, and Grant quarterback had to call the play. One of my favorite moments in the history of the show.
It was really good, except that I didn't say it well, so that part didn't go all that effectively. But he was asked if he's going to check out today's eclipse that everyone's talking about. Here was Sean McVay's answer to the media when they asked him about today's eclipse.
You know, it's funny because I don't really know anything about anything other than football out in, but somebody was telling me about that. Actually, Shane was telling me because he's from the area that it's going to take place. Yeah, no, I don't, but I could tell you about a defense. No, I'm just kidding.
He's from the area it's going to take place. You mean the Earth?
Right. He's from this planet. Solar eclipse 2017. He's first time in galaxy. A couple hundred years. Sean McVay knows everything. Everything there is to know about football, doesn't know anything about a lot of other things. And when you talk to Sean McVay, and I'm not trying to joan on him, but like in the past, I've had conversations with him where he really doesn't keep up with a lot else. You know, everything comes back to football. Like if you're in a, just as an example, this would never happen, but like if you and my fiance, your wife and you, and then Sean and his girlfriend went out to dinner or something.
Okay.
And like they brought up something that wasn't football related, he would bring it back to football in a minute. It's all he wants to talk about at all times.
Like, he'd be the worst trivia partner ever.
Correct. Unless you're in a category for football.
And he would just all of a sudden perk up.
Yes. But that was his take on today's eclipse. I can't help but notice how not excited you are about it, Danny. No Fun Rouye is about to strike. Our buddy Sam Weiner, thank you, Sam, from our sales staff, came around earlier today with the Eclipser glasses in case me and Tommy and Dar want to go enjoy the eclipse later today and look up. So Tom and I have been talking about how we're pretty excited. Tom's going to go up on the roof during the quick pitch. I'm going to try to check it out on my way over to Verizon Center this afternoon. You didn't get any glasses. And I said, Danny, why didn't you get glasses? You said, it's just not that interesting in all this.
We'll be doing the quick pitch while it happens. So, like, we'll be doing our
But when
our
I
gig.
Asked you, I was like, are you interested in it at all? You're like, no, not really. I don't really care about
it. Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, rant and rave and rail and make a big deal about it.
I don't need you to, but is this a No Fun Rouye bit where you just don't care about it, or how would you describe it?
I don't know that it's fair to apply no fun to it. I'm not that excited by it. You can't really look at it, and I'm aware that it's happening. I just am not that moved.
If you weren't doing the quick pitch and someone tried to hand you glasses and said, let's go up to the roof and watch, you wouldn't.
Right.
Why not?
I'd do something else. I feel like I have other things to do.
Right.
Like, I could either go work out, I could go home and take a nap, I could do a lot of things that I would rather do than stare at the sun.
So I'm trying to hammer this down.
No, I understand. You're trying to drill down on it, and you're getting frustrated with my answers.
You don't care about it.
Right.
True or false?
True.
Okay. You will actively try to avoid it, true or false?
False.
Okay, but you just kind of said you would actively avoid it.
Well,
I come up to you with these glasses, and I say, let's go up to the roof, and you say, no, thank you. I'll go work out.
Right, but that's different than actively avoiding. That's just choosing to do something else. Actively avoiding is like, oh, shut up.
Okay.
I'm so tired if you talk about
the
eclipse.
Here's a hypothetical.
Okay.
I walk up to you. What time is this thing peaking today?
2:40. Peaks at 2:40, but you can see it basically from now until 4 o'clock.
Okay, 2:40, by the way, I'm actually probably still going to be at the dentist. That's 10 minutes after my dentist appointment.
Don't do it. Don't ask him.
No.
What time's your appointment?
Oh!
Yeah, Tommy. It's at 2:30. It's 2:30. Thank you. I just 2:30 the heck out of Tommy. Anyways, I might still be at the dentist. But the point is, Danny, if I come up to you at 2:38, let's say we just finished the quick pitch.
Okay.
I say, here's some glasses. Let's run upstairs to the roof. You got nothing going on. Would you say no?
I would say no, because I do have stuff going on.
Okay.
But you're asking if I didn't have anything.
Hypothetically,
going on.
You have a babysitter. You have no reason to get home. You're not going to work out. You're either doing that or you're going to go, like, walk to your car and go home.
Walk to my car and go home.
So you're actively avoiding the eclipse.
How does the guy that cares about everything science
this
and
is
space
where I'm going.
Related not care about the eclipse?
This is where I'm going. Danny, who pretends to be like our defender of all things solar and everything in the sky.
Not even that.
Well, it's very the same. You're supposedly interested in space. You're supposedly interested in a bunch of things that happen in space. You don't care at all about this once-in-a-lifetime thing that's happening today.
You love science. You always do double plays on science stuff.
I do. Here's my biggest concern. Asteroid defense. This has nothing to do with asteroid defense.
No,
I want a commission. I want all the countries of the world to come together and hold hands and figure out how to protect us from asteroids. That doesn't include Grant's dumb movie with an Aerosmith soundtrack that doesn't even recognize because he doesn't know who Aerosmith is. I want asteroid defense. It should be the biggest priority of our entire world. That's what I want. I want that. And once that's accomplished, then we can start talking about when the moon gets in the way.
How about the solar eclipse today? You don't care about that.
Yeah, I'm just not that interested in it. It's fine. If people are interested, that's cool.
It's a little bit of an upset that Danny doesn't care about it.
I mean, it's a massive upset.
It is? This is really a 16 over a 1.
You love space.
You love science.
You love telling us you're all about space.
I do like these things in general.
Okay,
I'm not that excited about today?
By the way, there's no chance these glasses are going to work at all.
100% they will.
They're completely pitch black.
Yeah, that's the point.
That's the point.
You silly geese. I won't be able to see through them.
You don't have to see through them. You just... never mind.
You're looking at the sun.
Yes, I'm looking at the sky right now where it's very bright out.
Right.
And I put these on, and it's still pitch black, like
right.
I'm wearing a blindfold. But,
so go out to the street and call us for the next segment and look at the sun. It'll work.
I just don't think it will.
It'll work, number one. And what I need is for people not to do what you guys are suggesting, like walking out in the middle of the road, just like staring up like it's their first time at Costco. I need that stuff to end.
He doesn't believe science is going to happen when he puts the glasses
now,
on.
This is a different...
Science is going to happen right in your face.
This is not No Fun Rouillé. This is a different thing I'll tell you about. I do think this is going to be a gigantic letdown. I mean, I'm sure of that.
We're watching it on CNN right now.
Great. Here's what I'm... Let me make this point, I guess, the best way I can to how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't make a concerted effort to, like, go outside, look up in these things, I would never notice anything was different today from any other day just walking outside without looking up. Like, I guarantee at no point... Like, Dora told me it's going to get, like, pitch black almost. No, it won't. I bet you. I mean, I would be willing to bet $50. It's not going to get really dark at 2:40. That's not happening. I'm just telling you right now how it's going to work.
Okay.
If it does, I'll be losing my mind on the DC quick pitch. It's
did you
awesome.
Never study eclipses or
I did.
Anything?
I've heard about eclipses before that were supposed to happen that didn't. I've heard about all this.
They didn't happen?
Rainstorms were supposed to happen.
Those were lunar eclipses.
Yeah, those are lunar eclipses.
It's all the same. It doesn't matter. I'm sure it was supposed to snow that one time and it didn't. It's no different.
Entirely different thing.
This is basically
about the Earth is flat too.
This is basically about the derecho. Because Grant got let down with the derecho.
No.
It was supposed to be this big deal and it was nothing. Dang.
It was some snowstorm 7 years ago. He didn't get 32 inches.
I'm not
inches
saying
of snow.
There's not going to be a solar eclipse.
Do you
want to
see
saying.
CNN right now? And it's pitch black.
I'm excited about that.
It's fake news.
I'm
it's very
telling
bad
you that wherever everything. That is not going to happen here. I'm just everyone's pretending like here
we're
for some reason.
We're getting 80% of that.
Okay. You keep saying whatever you're going to say. That's fine. You're just repeating what I've heard on the news for 2 weeks. I'm telling you it's not going to happen. You're the guy telling me we're going to get a foot of snow because you've been hearing that on all the local TV stations, and I'm saying we're getting a dusting.
I was the closest to the snowstorm, so I'd maybe listen to
me. Danny, here's what's going to happen. Are you ready?
Okay.
If you don't, you're not getting glasses because you don't care enough about this thing.
Right.
So you're a good test on this.
Okay.
If you just sat where you're sitting and look at that truck out there,
all right, I'm going to turn my head to the right and look at the
and
truck.
And now don't move until 4. At no point would you think, this day was different than any other. That's my contention. Do you buy or sell what I'm saying?
What you are saying is not correct. What you're saying
so
is not right.
So you think this is going to happen then?
The scientific eclipse that has been...
No. Yes, that
that's
we
coming?
Know is going to happen.
Yeah.
But we don't know what it's going to look like here. They're assuming... None of the people that are saying this were alive for the last one, by the way. It was a couple hundred years ago.
It was in 79.
It was 1776.
Wasn't it 1979?
No, it was 1776.
40 years ago.
I read today that the last time this eclipse happened was 1776. That's what I was told.
The guy who doesn't think it's going to happen now is the expert on it.
There was one that was similar to this, Danny.
It's like that.
In March of 1979.
Yeah.
But I think visible from this area, from where we are in the world, Grant might be right about
that. Okay, that's fair. So it's basically, I'm showing you a picture now from NASA.
Yeah,
this
first
is what it looks
glimpse
like.
Of solar eclipse. Again, I think there's going to be a lot of cool pictures online that I can see. I think when I turn on CNN tonight, I'll be able to watch a cool video of what happened. Everyone's
so you,
not listening to what I keep saying.
You don't think the brightness will change at all?
In Southeast D.C., I think it'll look like they're like, oh, there's rain clouds. Like, nothing will happen that if I never heard a word about this, that I would have said, what went on today? Why was it so dark at that time? That's all I'm saying.
So you're saying on a scale of 100 out of 100, it becomes pitch black, it's midnight at 2:30 p.m., and everyone's like, oh, my God, you guys,
okay,
the apocalypse.
For this scale?
And a 1
what
is what you're saying.
What is a weird day when it's about the storm and it gets, like, kind of, you know, cloudy, dark?
Let's call that a 40.
40 out of 100?
Yeah.
I think this is a 40 out of 100. I don't think anything will happen that if you knew nothing, you'd say, sun went away for a while.
So no,
like, that's not a thing that's
no,
happening.
So rubes that have not heard about this will think nothing unusual happened on August 21st, 2017.
100%. Everything you just said is correct.
It's a pretty ballsy claim, by
well,
scientists
see.
Are saying that foxes and owls are going to wake up in the middle of this because they think it's nighttime.
Okay. I'm the here's what an owl's going to be doing.
Hey, Frank. Hey, what's going on? Someone told us to wake up. Why? I got no clue. Hey, isn't it 2:30? Don't you have a dentist appointment? I do.
I don't know why I also have dentist appointments. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Barry's for Luga is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.